Classic Stormy Crummer hats being scanned and packaged up. Shipping labels being printed and boxes loaded up onto carts. All the sounds of Stormy Cromer employees hard at work, and all sounds that are about to increase significantly.
This is a very busy time of year for us.
Stormy Cromer President Gina Thorson, of no relation to myself, says not only does it get busy because of people buying up gifts for the holiday season, but also because they mostly sell winter gear and, well, we're heading into winter.
Our business is really, really seasonal, and we know it's coming, so all of our employees are kind of geared up for it and getting ready for a busy next couple of whatever, 5 weeks or whatever it is.
The Ironwood-based Stormy Cromer employs about 90 people. Thorson says while they are hiring right now, they don't typically do a big seasonal hiring push. It just means everyone puts in a bit more work over the next few weeks.
We have just amazing people that work here.
Thorson says she's grateful for the employees that have stuck with the changes and challenges that have come with the COVID-19 pandemic. In March, when Michigan put its first stay-at-home order in place, Stormy Cromer was preparing to close down production when it got a call from someone at UW Health in Madison.
He was like, I know that you have a sewing factory and we need masks and we need them fast and can you do anything?
By midnight the next day, a team of engineers and pattern designers at Stormy Cromer had come up with a prototype for the mask. For the next 9 weeks, Stormy Cromer was filling orders for masks and gowns for healthcare workers.
We even had, you know, marketing people, customer service people out on the production floor, anyone who was willing to do it.
While Stormy Cromer has been back to its normal production for about 5 months, the impact of those 9 weeks are still being felt.
You know, here and there you might find on our website a certain size or a certain color is temporarily out of stock because there's only so many hours in the day, and we normally build all year round because of how seasonal we are. We normally build all year round to put stuff on the shelf so they can ship it at this time of year. So we're definitely tighter.
While some new items they were hoping to launch this season are now delayed a year, overall, Thorson feels good about where the company is at and how it's managed through the pandemic. As Stormy Cromer's been gearing up for the busy season, there have been some changes. Thorson says the factory is big enough that people can spread out and keep socially distanced. When I toured the shipping area, people were set up at different stations far apart, focused on each of their tasks, and everyone was wearing a mask.
We've been really conscious of all the COVID safety stuff and even doing more than has been required of us, you know, this whole time because it's just the right thing to do to keep people safe. So.
Stormy Cromer has also seen a slight shift in buyers. About 65% of the items it ships out goes to retailers. The rest of its sales are either out of its factory store in Ironwood or direct to customers who order on its website, the latter of which has seen a huge increase during the pandemic.
So we've been seeing increases all fall.
Thorson attributes the rise in online sales to a couple things. She says there's just been more brand awareness this year, and their plaid face mask sales have also been doing really well.
And that's brought a lot of people to our site that weren't customers before. I think all of those things have contributed to our growth. And like I said, and yet we're still seeing good sales with some of our retail partners.
To meet the increase of online sales, Stormy Cromer recently had to switch from shipping through the U.S. Postal Service to FedEx.
The Postal Service has been a great option for us because we ship small, light things. You know, a lot of people are buying one or two hats, and that's small and light, and post office is really cost effective for that.
But this year, the business noticed a huge slowdown in shipping times. Packages that would normally only take a few days were now taking up to 4 weeks, and Stormy Cromer was worried about maintaining high-quality customer service.
The volume of people calling about their order, and it's taking 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, you know, and I know that the Postal Service has challenges, but that's just the reality, you know, for our business and for what customers are seeing. And as it got closer to Christmas, we just felt like that was going to be a difficult thing to manage.
Between Black Friday and Cyber Monday, Thorson says they're ready for two of their biggest sale days of the year. And while she doesn't know what else this year might throw at them, Thorson says she's grateful for the customers and employees that have gotten them through to this point.
Back in March, when we shut down for a couple days and we're, you know, what is this going to mean to us? Can we, you know, keep our doors open just making PPE? We had no idea. You know, to be having a successful fall is really great. And it's good for our employees and us. And, you know, we're very grateful.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Ironwood.